Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Average Joe's Podcast.
We can play dodgeball.
The official podcast of the NCDA.
You want to know what's that? Six grown men playing dodgeball.
From previewing games to talking about the issues, we've got you covered.
Like with those freaks over there in Loser Town, huh?
Now for the stars of our show. Here's your hosts, Zach Newton and Alex Heichelbeck.
And we're back like Lil Wayne in whatever prison he's in now.
No, we're not back. Well, I mean, we're back.
I mean, we're back from a hiatus, as it were.
I don't like that word.
Well, what word would you use?
I would say that we split up due to creative differences and then finally got our crap together.
Like Milli Vanilli?
No. We're actually talented.
Oh, yeah.
And white. That's an observation. I'm not saying that they were unsuccessful because they were...
So it's been a busy, it's been some busy time for, one of the biggest things, and something that people probably noticed throughout the whole podcast and hasn't happened very well so far is, due to, I guess, some contractual issues, Zach Newton is actually required to behave.
Yeah, this is going to be the worst podcast episode ever.
It's probably going to be pretty dry.
Yeah, it's going to be as dry. See,
all right,
this
so
what, I have to stop.
What we've got to go, we're going to have a review of some of the happenings over the last couple months. We're obviously going to have the preview of Nationals because we're like 24 hours or like 48 hours out on Nationals. So that'll be exciting. We'll have a preview of Nationals, talk about that for a while. We've got a whole, a hot mess of issues.
It's like the Brady Bunch during puberty season. It's just awful. It's just all these kids got their hormones raging. You know, they're all, you know, it's just everybody's grouchy about nothing in particular. It's probably because they're not getting laid, you know, and that's cool.
So we've got an issue section.
You know, there's nothing wrong with being abstinent. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe our tempers are flaring because somebody's not getting the cookie that
and
they need.
We've got a news section where we've got some stuff. I thought you were going to be good.
I said cookie.
Touche.
It's not a bad word.
And then we're going to have some news to go over, some exciting stuff from around the league. But, I mean, the exciting stuff's going to be happening in 2 days.
Yeah, nobody really cares about the old crap.
No. Nope.
I mean, I suppose you do if you're into, you know, things that are unnatural happening. Louisville getting the crap beat out of them and something, which is always great. Ben Sobchak can suck it.
Yeah.
And is that okay? Can I? Okay. That as long as I'm hating on Ben, I can pretty much say whatever I want.
He pretty much like...
Okay, yeah, Ben's a douche. All right, carry on.
I just love that because he practically just rolled by, like, the methadone clinic. They're in Louisville and just picked up some vagrants, brought them to E-Town, filed them into a school, put dodgeballs in their hands.
The methadone clinic?
The methadone clinic.
Not even House went to a methadone clinic. Actually, yeah, I take that back. There was a point where he was on that.
Back to live action. We're gonna
and we're back!
Moving on. What do we got coming up first?
Hey, who cares? We got a special guest in the studio tonight.
There is a guest in the studio. Say hi to Martin.
What's up?
I'm sure that
Adam, the late great, or not at all, yeah. Martin,
because he has become famous for either showing up late to tournaments
or just not coming,
never on time,
just
anything.
Not even making an appearance.
Nope.
Like, you know what? I'm 10 minutes late. Meh. Not going.
I thought you were going to use your one F word this early.
Saving it. I get one.
He does get one F word.
You're
going to
know because it's going to be the longest beep in the history of Average Joe's podcast. I promise you. Faithful listeners.
All right, so coming up first, we're going to have our recap of the past couple months, so let's hop on in.
This is the Average Joe's Podcast. Platoon!
Did you know Average Joe's is the place where Steve the Pirate gets all his game recaps from?
Yeah, Joe's be the only place for Steve.
In a world governed by chaos and disorder, the University of Louisville dodgeball team...
I mean, that's what they are, is governed by chaos and disorder.
I think chaos and disorder is what I would like.
That's like an overstatement.
Yeah, chaos and disorder means that maybe something interesting's happened. I would liken this to, like, when you were really little.
Hey, hold this thought. I got to cut one. All right, carry on.
See, even when I get a good thought. Anyway, like, you know, when you were little and you
that
had, like,
actually
the,
just happened.
The YMCA soccer leagues, where
oh,
just
God.
The ball gets kicked out and the kids just chase the ball for an hour.
I want the ball.
That's how
Daddy,
their dodgeball
Daddy,
team
he won't
worked.
Pass me the ball. He won't, Daddy. He's mean.
Clash
I can't curse, so I have to...
Clash of the Commonwealth went down. Another one.
Balls. Lots of balls flying around. They actually got the kids out on the court and got them to play, and it was cute.
It was adorable.
It was a pleasure to announce
the little children. Well, once again, that's three times that Western has gone out and given back to the community.
Yeah, they're good. Don't let people tell you that Western doesn't love the kids. Okay, they love the kids. Okay.
It has been about the kids.
It's all
that.
About the kids.
Two school fundraisers, and then we were fighting kid cancer or whatever.
Yeah, just kid. That's the worst kind of cancer. Well, second worst kind of cancer. Cancer in my testicle. Would probably be the worst kind of cancer.
Josh Raymer with an affirmative shrug.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. What's wrong with that? I love my balls.
So,
and I would rather them not become cancerous.
Clash of the Commonwealth, obviously. I believe we're going to have the videos up with some commentary here soon. Very fun to watch. Obviously, Western just really trounced.
Yeah,
it was big.
It was like, you know, I can't even come up with an analogy that's not vulgar or in some way offensive. It was that ugly.
Well, maybe that's a good time to transition into, I guess, a new section for us.
Things we actually, for once in our lives, got right.
Yes.
It's a landmark day for three people, me, Alex, and the old Italian stallion, Felix Peroni, over there. We actually got something right.
I made a sports prediction that was correct.
By God, you did.
First time in my life.
I don't know how it happened,
it did. Even a broken clock is correct at some point or another.
Twice a day.
Well, it depends on if it indicates AM or PM.
Twice a day.
Twice a day, yes.
Yeah, we don't. Twice a day.
Yeah, analog clocks don't really do that. So,
no,
do you want to start off?
No, digital clocks that are broken are never right because you can't read the numbers
exactly.
On the screen. Otherwise,
exactly.
They still.
So, are you wanting to start off with yours?
Grand Valley lost. I called it.
He called it, and I simply agreed. So
I called it.
Credit for it.
I called it.
Very
what
good.
About you, Alex?
What did I call?
We'll get to you in a moment because yours is special. Felix, what'd you get right?
I called that Central Michigan will win the Michigan Dodgeball Cup.
Say, give us an I called it.
I called it.
Give Felix, us a good one.
I called it.
Like you got a sack.
Woo!
There you go.
Well, I remember when we were previewing that game, we said, you know, well, who's going to win the MDC? Me and you both went Grand Valley. And Felix went, hold on.
No. He's a skeptical cat, that Felix.
He is.
That was a pun. It was intended. I thank you. Alex, you know what you called?
What did I call?
A phone sex line.
Oh.
Blow! That just happened.
I think I called something else. What was it? I forgot.
You called the episode of the podcast where I have to behave.
Right. I said like on the after the second one that you would either get fired and replaced or you would be put under some kind of duress where you would be required to do a polite episode.
It's not like where my content got so out of hand that
no,
Raymer was
I
like,
do have to
you
put
clean
this in
up your act or you're canned.
Basically, when we were setting up to do, it was the Battle of the Bluegrass.
Yeah,
right?
The
or
Battle
game
of the
University
Bluegrass.
Of Kentucky.
Yeah.
We were all stoked, had everything set up, and then not just a few days beforehand.
I had a work conflict I couldn't get out
well,
of.
Well, work conflict is debatable, but
I had to work.
Yeah, okay. So
I was in Lexington. I was out of town.
Basically, you flaked on us.
False.
Basically, flaked on us.
No.
And so we had to
shut your mouth.
And
shut your
unprofessional
mouth.
Announcer.
Well, that happens. But, you know, it's still for the kids, but that's not the point. The point is I didn't flake because the thing I was at, I was getting paid to be at. And I need money because I'd like to purchase things and be an active, you know, participant in the economy.
Which is great.
And let me go ahead and this dodgeball gig, I love it. It's charity work. This doesn't pay beans. And when I say beans, I mean anything.
Oh, so much tension.
Anyway, so those are things that we got right.
And then, of course, some things we got wrong, like the NCAA bracket.
But
we don't even want to talk about
screwed
that.
Duke.
Yeah. Did you see all the newspaper headlines? There wasn't a single, like, yay, Duke. It was all like, aw, Butler.
Well, look where you live.
Like, my favorite one showed one of the guys from Butler and kind of like a why, God, why? And it said, but no.
Ooh.
Yeah, but no one was happy for Duke. Nobody wants to see
Well, why would
them
you be happy for Duke? It's a bunch of rich whites and Asians who know math and are becoming doctors. I mean, that's what you go to Duke for, is because you're too smart for your own good. It's like a slightly more middle-class Harvard.
It is,
but the douchiness is equally as high.
Between Duke and Butler, it's just so weird seeing so many pale faces on the court.
Well, I mean, Butler's in Indiana, and what do those people have going for them at all?
The Colts?
What's... No. No, that's a... You know what? Don't even get me started on the Colts.
I'm not going to.
They're going to be involved in the same gay orgy as the Patriots.
Hey, and we're getting the silence yourself, so you have no choice. No choice! Oh, he's licking my hand. All right, well, I think that's about it for our recap. Coming up next, we're going to preview Nationals.
If you're gay!
Okay, Average Joe's podcast.
Tom Brady sucks balls.
Hey everybody, it's Zach Newton. Oh god, this is stale. And I just want to tell you guys that helium is cool until you lapse into a coma.
Where's the hole? I've never had to say that before.
This is like drinking old vodka. It's terrible. I'm going in for... Over my second balloon! Holy mother of God! Dick balls!
Wait, there's more.
I just tore a hole in that balloon like I tore in that hooker from Sandusky.
And now you know when knowing's half the...
I swallowed boil.
He actually
swallowed. No, I really did just swallow foil. Yep. It's really not that funny.
Yeah, no, it's pretty funny.
And now your game time preview.
Well, at least that wasn't weird.
I'm Alex Heichelbeck.
I just really did swallow a piece of that balloon.
I was a little worried for you.
Yeah, I thought I was going to choke at first, and then I just manned up and swallowed it into my animal belly.
Not the first time you've said that to someone, is it?
Yes, actually. I've never been in a position where I would have to, you know, discuss whether or not I swallowed things. I mean, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. We're going to be previewing Nationals here. So, but before that, there's some contractual things we got to get out of the way.
You know, a celebrity of my caliber, I mean, I'm an S-lister, which if you play video games, you know, it's better than A. It's like me, Robert Downey Jr., I would say Tom Cruise, but he's a douchebag. And some other folks, you know, that are on this really elite list of celebrity. And we have, you know, certain requirements whenever we perform live for stuff we want in our green room. And so I thought I'd just run over some of the stuff that I want. And, you know, really, it's not all about me on this one. I really took one for the team on a couple of these. And if you haven't seen this, it's on the message board. It's Zach Newton's Green Room Rider List for Nationals. It's been read 93 times. I feel pretty good about that. But, you know, I'm scheduled to be in Ohio, so here's what I want. I want the one hooker in Sandusky, the one in the... that was mentioned in the...
Craigslist.
No, it was mentioned in the PSA.
Oh, there we go.
The one that I allegedly tore the hole in. And she's described as an exquisite petite gym-toned 23-year-old All-American brunette. I specifically requested her because she's the only one in Sandusky that is a woman... Because apparently there's some T-girls floating around in that neck of the woods, and I'm really not interested in that. I prefer...
I believe you just attached an addendum on your contract stating that...
Yeah, the hooker has to have a vagina.
Hey!
I can say that. That's true. That's in the contract. All
right, what's number two?
A jar of Abraham Lincoln's brow sweat.
But why, Zach Newton? Why?
Well, because I've never worked hard a day in my life to get where I am now, which is the top of the food chain... Of the obscure sports world, if you will, and I've never worked a day in my life, but I want it to look like it, so I want the brow sweat of another hardworking man, and I chose Abraham Lincoln because we are compatriots, we are from the same town.
I'll omit my previous comment.
Oh, about me?
Yep.
Yeah.
On to the third one.
150 collegiate beers. That's, you know, Bud Light, Busch Light, Miller Light.
Beer 30. Woo.
Beer 30 Ice.
Yeah, there is no regular beer 30.
Yeah, and
there's
like,
beer 30
I like,
ice and beer 30 light.
I like the black can, so we'll go beer 30 ice. But that's because I have a drinking problem. And what's the problem, I'm sure all of you are asking? Well, the problem is I haven't been drinking enough. And so we need to remedy that problem over the Vegas weekend, as Raymer has so eloquently put it on his blog, which was a mistake because that gives me free reign to pretty much kill, murder, steal, and, you know, abuse whatever drug I wish while I'm on this excursion into the wilds of northern
Ohio. It's
going
to be great. I'm going to have to buy liquor for all you guys.
I want a dried bleached whale skeleton and not a narwhal. Why not, you know?
Well, I understand why not one of those pussy narwhals. I mean,
oh, well, because
narwhal.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's like tiny, it's like dolphin size. I mean, yeah, it's got that bitchin' horn.
It's not a horn, it's a tooth.
You know, same diff. It's a big tooth on the front of his head. It's a horn.
Okay.
Okay, sure. But it's not big, it's not awesome.
But why do you need a whale skeleton?
Why, you know, why don't you not ask so many damn questions?
Understood. All right, next.
Now this one's a big one. We all know Sam Hiller from Michigan State. He's a good kid. He's a sweetheart.
Lost blog?
Yeah, blogs about episodes of Lost. Writes great reviews. Probably not getting laid that much.
Do you think that has something to do with the blog?
I wouldn't rule it out. I feel like when chicks see that, they get a little nervous because they're not Claire. And, you know, or one of Kate or one of the other deranged whores on that program. Because all the women on that. Now, that's not a nice word. That's a mean word.
I mean so much coming from you.
We don't use the F word for the
gays.
Okay,
so what are you going to do? What are you going to do for him? What are you going to do for him?
I'm going to get him a hooker, too. And she's a Latin lady. Now, the link to her ad is down, but you could probably still find her on the Toledo Craigslist. Her name's Gabriella.
I feel like I need to point out that both of the hookers that he's explaining here are real hookers with real advertising.
Oh, yeah. They were really
that
on Craigslist.
He has dug up the real contact information.
I was like, it wouldn't be as funny if I didn't go the extra mile on this rider list.
Next.
An actual green room. You know, I like literal thing. I got a headache real quick all of a sudden.
Probably that government metal that you just like swallowed.
No, it says it's made with the same like paints and stuff as children's toys.
I like those children's toys that got recalled because
no, they're not.
Paint.
It says like U.S. government standards. It's not like ow, my head really hurts. Like it's not like those Chinese toys. Like kids eat all the time, and so.
Okay,
I get those. I can still get a couple of those in.
So you want an actual, literal green room?
Yeah, I want somebody to paint some walls. I don't feel like that's asking that much.
No, it's not.
I want a caged American black bear, the same reason I want a whale skeleton. It's probably best you don't worry about it. I want the bear to be alive.
What would be the point of caging a dead bear?
Safety.
In case there's like a zombie bear apocalypse.
Oh yeah, dude. Dude, I'm not messing around with zombie bears. That's scarier than zombie people.
You know their only weakness though is a bleached whale skeleton. So you got
Thank
all your bases
you, Alex.
Covered.
Thank you, Alex, for ruining my secret.
Oh,
you
man.
Douche.
Next. Or is that it?
No, that's not
it. Of course it's not.
There's oh wait, there's one.
I'm just waiting for the brandy glass for the brown M&M's.
I want the that's queer. I want the bonus and Raymer's secret to immortality. They're each combined, they're at least as old as Methuselah. And so, the way I see it, if there's some secret of life, you know, some fountain of youth that they've tapped into, and I don't buy into that reverse Samson horse.
No, I like the rumor that you get hair and you live forever.
Yeah, because I mean, I've got a full head if I grow it out.
As soon as you start to lose your hair, your life extends.
That's
the reverse Samson. I'm sure there's a joke there for later, I'm sure.
Probably.
The reverse Samson.
It's probably something that's going to happen to one or both of those hookers.
Got
to
cut off.
It'll just be on Urban Dictionary later.
Just shave your short and curlies off and then just tape it to their head.
The short. Well played, Mr. Heichelman.
I bet you no one's done it before, and I bet you they do actually get your strength. Moving on.
Raver's hating this because I'm behaving and Alex is being awful and there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. Is that it?
No, there's more.
Right.
The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show Judging Panel. Because me and Hill are totally going to doggy style those hookers and see who gets best in the show. a get out of jail free card. God knows one of us will probably wind up in prison at least at some point in the weekend.
Yeah.
And Papa Raymer's probably going to have to do the bailing. He will. Probably. If it's me, not. But, and we're going to need the fire department on speed dial. And I don't mean like 911 because that's too slow because something's going to get set on fire. And it's probably just going to be the whole damn town.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the moment we roll in. Like, we'll probably just look at it and it'll burst into flames with our liberal madness. I don't know. I see Bowling Green, Ohio as this little conservative hamlet, Northern Ohio.
Like, a not near as badass Bowling Green, Kentucky?
Essentially. You know, really, actually, yes, exactly. It's probably going to be like a slightly lamer.
It's like when you tell someone you went to Hollywood for your vacation, then they find out it was like Hollywood, Mississippi.
That sucks balls.
We got the world's largest wooden alligator there.
All that is serious, actually. I lied on the board. I meant all of it.
I'm kind of hoping that someone will, like, if that hooker actually arrives.
If somebody gets one of those hookers, I swear to you, I will praise your name forever every episode of the podcast. You will get a shout-out.
Right. Well, now that we've wasted half our time... Well, no, it's not a waste.
Who could have possibly smited you for that? What?
Who could have possibly
smited? Who's
you
smiting
all
of that?
How dare you deliver a smite on my board karma for that golden nugget in the midst of all this sadness and just douchery on the message board?
What's his face? The guy that's got like the super low range? It's probably him.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say I probably know who it is, and I can understand why.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like people having a good time.
All right.
My mom is on the message board. That's what I was going for there. I just didn't want to narc her out.
I think maybe we should maybe
but
give
she's
a couple,
really not.
Should we maybe give a couple minutes to the actual tournament? Just a few?
I think
it'd make
Oh, hey, while we're on the subject of podcasts and other just madness, we're going to do live podcasts from Nationals. They're not going to be uploaded live because we don't have the technology.
Nor the budget to make this happen.
Yeah, that's true. There's no better, harder, or faster, or stronger that this podcast with me and Alex could ever get.
Daft Punk.
Exactly.
But they will be available throughout.
I just feel strange.
Well, it's probably the metal you've swallowed. We've gone over this.
Yeah, I'm going to want to throw up later.
So they are going to be available through iTunes.
I got heartburn, but it's like it's awful.
And then we're also going to be doing another podcast. Probably might not air.
Oh no, it's going to air, and it's going to
it's going to be the inaugural because I'm not dumb enough to call something first annual.
It's a word.
no, it's not.
Felix, I haven't stopped about us having the first annual, which is impossible to do. You can't have a first annual anything. It's inaugural. Anyways, we're going to have the inaugural...
Average Joe's live from Drunkville.
Live from Drunkville. So if there's anyone in Bowling Green, Ohio that has access to or can get us a breathalyzer, we want to be able to do up-to-the-minute BAL updates.
We want to do up-to-the-minute blood alcohol level updates, and we don't want to use Alex's iPhone.
It's too complicated. You got to pick your drinks, put your
weight in. Yeah, and it's somebody's just going to throw the damn thing through the window.
Yeah, and this was my only birthday gift this year, so I'm... it was my birthday, April 1st.
Happy birthday, Alex.
You're welcome.
You old bastard.
Thank you.
Anyway, let's talk about the actual tournament.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking, just real quick. Run down the teams. I'll just say the name of the team. Maybe you throw the mascot out because I don't know them. Will that work? Just to give everyone a view of the field. Bowling Green State University.
They are the Dodging Falcons.
Central Michigan University.
The Chippewas. I want to throw McCarthy. I can't remember his first name. Mike McCarthy.
Cormac McCarthy?
No, it's not Cormac.
He wrote The Road.
Yes, he did. It's a great book. Movie's pretty good.
I liked it, yes.
Mike McCarthy really just jumped all over the Drunken Podcast. Though. He'll be appearing. He'll be there. There's going to be a couple other celebrity guests.
It's going to be out of control.
It's probably good.
I'm bringing the supplies for Flaming Dr. Peppers. That's going to be my contribution to the team.
We're going to do Hilltoppers too. Right. We're going to do the climb the hill.
I like it. So Central Michigan University, we got them. University of DePaul.
Jack Young going to be appearing in the Drunken Podcast. They're the Blue Demons. Yeah, they're the Blue Demons. They're not those the Duke bags. You know, the Blue bags. Devils. DePaul's the Blue Demons.
Right.
I like it.
We got Eastern Michigan University.
Couldn't tell you what their mascot is. Probably not that important.
the ever popular but no longer invincible Grand Valley State University.
Yeah, no longer invincible. The immortality magic is gone. The Lakers are going to have a tough road this year. They're going to have to earn it again.
Kent State University.
The Golden Flashes, which I demonstrated earlier.
He did. Man, you have massive nipples.
Yeah, dude, they're extra sensitive. I've been ready for gold. I didn't say anything vulgar.
University, or Miami of Ohio, I guess.
They're the Red Hawks. I don't expect
much. Michigan State University.
They're the Spartans.
Ohio State.
See Michigan State maybe making the Final Four.
We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Probably going to blow it.
Ohio State University.
The Buckeyes.
We played at the Battle of the Bluegrass. Very good group of guys. No, not the Battle of the Bluegrass.
The Charity Tournament.
Charity Tournament. There we go. It's inaugural.
Throw on Felix the Bird right now.
Doesn't surprised that someone that's that good at organizing an event and raising that much money doesn't even have a grasp of the English language.
Well, he's Italian.
Yeah. So, Michigan State University, Ohio State University.
Stupid
Guido.
What does he know?
One of my other picks for the Final Four, obviously, Saginaw Valley State University. No real surprise there, I don't guess.
Yeah, they're like the Cardinals or some dumb bird. I'm really sick of bird mascots.
University of Wisconsin-Platteville.
The platypuses.
Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop you there.
We're going with that. That's not what it is. I'm going to look up what it is.
Western Illinois University.
The Western Illinois. Wish they were from Northern Illinois.
And last, but certainly not least. Western Kentucky University, number two in the nation.
Which I think is really subjective.
Yeah, it is a little bit. We kind
of... I feel like I should get a vote, and my vote should count for all of it. There should be one vote on who is number one.
Go ahead and disagree with you there.
So I could go with Saginaw Valley out of nowhere, because I feel like they...
We're not going to run through it here, but if you do get on the Facebook page for Dodgeball Nationals, you can see the playing schedule for the full first day. How the game is going to break down, what court everyone's going to be on. It's really important.
Some of the court assignments might get moved around, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because you folks are in for a special treat. We told you we were going to be doing live podcasts, or podcast live of games.
Yes.
And we're also going to be doing analysis, commentary, and stuff live in the stadium. We're going to figure out how to make both the mics work so there's no feedback and other grossness.
Cool.
But it's going to be me and Alex Bomas. That's the old one and not the fat one.
Not the fat one, yeah.
And
I'm the fat one. I know you can't hear my fat through the mic, but...
Well, when you see him this weekend, by God, you'll know.
Yeah, you'll know me. I stand out.
He's a hefty
I believe at the Clash of the Commonwealth, what was my nickname? Alex Proof.
That fat kids can play dodgeball Heichelbeck.
Yeah, and I come lumbering out, panting and sweating right out onto the court.
hadn't even thrown a ball yet, sweating like a hooker at a police station.
But I felt like while everyone else was getting the kind of, you know, like the clap, like, yay, there he is, I felt like I got a sympathetic clap.
Probably, because you're fat and you're playing dodgeball.
Yeah,
but then again, I don't feel sorry for you, no, just because you're fat, because you're living the dream, dude.
Me and you are both living the dream.
I mean, I am the dream.
I believe that you said earlier that you were talking about...
Martin Luther King gave that speech. He wasn't talking about a country where peace would be achieved between all races. He's talking about me.
You were talking about how you wanted to get in shape for dodgeball. You refused to give up double cheeseburgers?
Yeah, I'm not giving up double cheeseburgers. My size is really the only intimidating factor I'm going right now. And if you watch point 11 of the Clash of the Commonwealth, I actually... Throw a pretty mean side on.
I think your uniform should be our uniform next year. A button down shirt, and sandals,
button down khaki shorts, and a pair of reefs. Out there in my reefs, got the bottle opener in the bottom and everything, doing it real big.
So, anyways, like I was saying, if you get on the Dodgeball Nationals page on Facebook, you can see the breakdown of how the first day of games are going to go. Probably important to look that over, and then also on that same page, there's a link to how the bracket play is going to go on Sunday. Because obviously you can't put that schedule up yet till we know how.
Yeah, we don't have that. But anyway, I was talking before we got off on one of our many infamous tangents. Alex and I are going to be calling three games. I'm going to tell you what games they are now, because that if we're calling them, probably means they're good or they're important. I personally will be calling the Western Wisconsin Platteville game and doing all the opening, you know, gallivanting and opening ceremonies. It'll probably be the national anthem or something. Maybe O'Canada, because God knows we're like 2 hours from there, because we're driving to BF Northern Ohio. It's a 7-hour drive. I'm driving farther to go to a damn dodgeball tournament than I did to go to spring break.
Do you think we'll have any Canucks come down to the game?
No, but we're going to Canada, because I can get hammered there. Legally.
You got me there.
As opposed to how I'm going to get hammered.
You got me at Nationals. I can get you hammered.
Yeah, but that's not legal. That's shady and underhanded.
When was the last time you cared about
Lee? Just because I'm an unethical and you know, the dirtiest...
Amoral.
Amoral and dirtiest player in the game, I'm a law-abiding citizen, except for when it comes to my boozing.
Classy.
Wow.
Okay, so real quick, we've got enough people here to we can get everyone's opinion.
Let me finish. We're going to call Ohio State DePaul.
Oh, sorry.
That's a big one. That'll be good. Like I said, I'm calling Western Wisconsin Platteville the opening game of the tournament.
Felix chiming in here.
Felix doesn't expect much out of that one, but that's more for, you know, ceremony and show and flash, so people think, you know, we're like the Olympics or something, but not so homo. And then we're going to call Western Grand Valley. That one might be a doozy. It might not. And then Michigan.
I think that one's going to be like a Benny Hill sketch. Just us on the other side, just, just like yakety sax pumping through the speaker.
Yakety sax and not calling the game.
That thing where someone's on the back line, they start running to the left, they get hit by a dodgeball and turn and run to the right, hit by a dodgeball, just back and forth.
So there's that. And then we're going to call Michigan State, Wisconsin, Platteville. Me and Bowman are actually going to call that. All those games will probably be on court one, just because I'm not
having to move the broadcast.
Yeah,
station.
I'm not lugging a broadcast booth around people.
What is it? The mobile voice of dodgeball?
Yeah, I'm now the
Cobra Command Center or something.
Yeah, we're not doing all that.
Oh, sorry.
Screw it. It's staying put, whatever we call it.
All right, so that'll be exciting. Another reason to look. The last thing I'm going to go over in our preview for Nationals, because we've just about covered it. I guess we can get a chime in from the four here. Who are your picks for the Final Four? So, Felix, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say...
good one. I like it. I worked it right in the silence.
I'm going to say Grand Valley, Central Michigan, Saginaw Valley, and WKU.
Taylor. I'm probably going to stick with Felix. I'll go ahead and jump in. I think that that's probably what you're going to see. And I think, depending on bracketing, the national dodgeball champion... chip could be any of those four teams.
All right,
because I'm not done yet. Because I don't feel
first,
like
you're not done.
Oh, that smells terrible. I don't feel like, that's old cheese. I don't feel like Grand Valley is just gonna. You know, I feel like they were kind of like UK. They've been like UK was this year in basketball. Like if they go in thinking that every game is just a gift and they've got it won because they're damn Grand Valley and nobody can do anything about it, they're gonna get it handed to them.
Adam Martin, your pick. You have to speak up since you're back a little ways.
I think Central Michigan's going to take it. As for the breakdown, from there on, I'm not for certain, but I would really like to see WKU on up in there.
Yeah. My picks for the Final Four, I'm going to go Bowling Green State University, University of DePaul, Western Kentucky University, and what's a team that's not going to be there? University of Louisville. That's my pick for the Final
Four. You just really want Western to have an easy road to the championship.
Yeah, it'd be really great if that was the Final Four because I don't feel really confident.
Yeah, it kind of makes me sad. Like I
and
actually,
more I feel like... I feel like the NCAA tournament kind of went that way. So I think if we saw the final game being University of DePaul and us, I feel like that'd be a really good thing for the league.
Yeah,
and
I think...
not such a good thing for the entire... Man, you were really just...
I gotta poop.
Yeah, I can tell. Wouldn't be such a good thing for the state of Michigan, but it'd be a darn good thing for us.
I don't give a damn for the whole state of Michigan.
Yeah, all right, so...
That's a song. Did you know that?
With the, like the Dead Schimbecklers?
No.
He's got like Bomb Ann Arbor now. Oh, Josh Raymer phoning one in. What do we got there?
Here's what he's got: a WKU, Western, WKY, and Western Kentucky in the Final Four.
So him going for, I guess a very what is that? Sybil? Gonna have a very Sybil final game, like us playing us.
It would be nice. As much as I hate Raymer, the old just crusty bastard that he is. I really want to see him win a national championship.
This
so
being
book,
his last
so
season.
So the damn book that he's writing because he's a homo will have a happy ending.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Raymer's book after nationals.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to tear him a new one because I don't have to behave
So
be on the lookout
since our,
for that.
Since our plan to poison all the water and have us just win by default got shot down.
Hard to come up with that much cyanide.
Yeah, on short notice is the problem. So yeah. Who do you see winning? Felix, start with you.
Overall, I think it's going to be Sag Valley this year.
Think Saginaw is going to be able to do it? All right, Zach?
Gotta have my tops.
Zach going for the tops.
Yeah, I mean...
tear to my eye.
You know, it's not because I like you or Felix or Adam. I really want...
Really want to be the announcer for the team that won the national tournament. That's what it is.
I hate Brent Musburger, but God knows... And Kirk Herbstreit, really that whole ilk. But God knows that when Ohio State wins, there's so much passion in their voice. You know, I want to convey that. You know, and really, I really want Raymer. You know, for this whole thing that he's made, because I mean, I hate him. I hate giving him credit. I mean, he's got a huge head. It's gonna get bigger. You know, the whole NCAA and all the stuff that we've got now is almost his baby in a way. Like he's fathered it. You know, and made it this big deal. I mean, it's still college dodgeball.
Whoa, there it is. No more.
But it's so like legit now. And it's you know, I mean, when you have crowds at a Western game that are 200-300 people, you know, I mean, that's what you get at, you know, baseball games. I mean,
is this the first time you've said something nice about Josh Raymer?
I'm not even done yet.
Oh gosh.
You know, I mean, and now, you know, we got the podcast and people listen to it that don't even really care about dodgeball just because they enjoy it. I mean, it's Raymer's fault that this whole thing happened. I'm gonna cry a little bit maybe, and I'm gonna miss him because God knows dealing with Felix is just gonna piss me off.
Well,
is it time for a slow clap?
Raymer, 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 Raymer. Ooh, sucks. All right, and we're back.
I'm a little upset that Adam Martin's gonna have to follow that Disney Channel-esque speech.
I'm gonna miss Raymer. End of story. So I want Western to win just because I want Raymer to get the ring.
Adam Martin, who's your pick for the win? Adam Martin, the painted, constantly late warrior.
Central Michigan, because they took my eye last time.
Like, in That's a fair. Sexual way?
No,
like, they caught
no.
your they caught
well,
your eye?
I mean, balls did make contact with my face, but in
yep.
a very non-sexual
yep.
way.
Yep.
Yeah, you have stained me. You know what, Rammer? Ball with your face.
Hold on. It's basically your last episode of the podcast. Say a word. Talk about it.
Oh, but America has heard his voice.
It's really not that much to listen to.
That's really not.
He's really not much to look at either.
And I know
great leader, god awful dodgeball.
And I know this will be the least important one of the podcast, but I'm gonna have to agree with Adam Martin. I'd love to see Central Michigan take it.
See, you guys just don't want to say Western because you're afraid.
No, I would love to. I just feel like me being the second worst player on our team and saying that I think we're gonna win is kind of like the wrong kind of irony. Like that's the kind of irony that makes you lose a game.
God, God bless America. This is the Average Joe's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now focusing on a specific dodgeball issue.
You guys suck!
After termination is completed.
We're back on Average Joe's podcast, and Josh Rammer hiding a half chub in his waistband.
Just like he does in class. I haven't had a boner in class since like fifth grade, and that was the first time I ever had a boner, so it was okay. What are you looking at in class that you get a boner?
iPhone?
He got porn on his phone. Wow. A naked picture of the alley.
Well, we've reached the issue section, and I was reminded
What do you take for trade? Let you put your tube stake in my sister. Full Metal Jacket line. Yeah, I don't actually have a sister. If I did, I wouldn't let her lower her standards and pork Raymer.
We're at the issue section, where I was reminded I would normally be wearing my issues headband, which has disappeared. So
you know what else disappeared? Your dignity pretty recently.
What? Are we really going to do this?
Yeah. Alex his pants for the first time the other day.
No, okay. This requires some context.
No, it doesn't.
No, just, it does.
No,
I got the
moving on.
No, I got moving the flu. On. I got the flu for the first time in my entire life this year. Never had the flu before. I'm usually a generally healthy guy. You wouldn't know it by looking at me.
Healthy meaning well fed.
Yeah, I'm very healthy by 17th century standards. So anyways, had the flu, never had it before.
Napoleon would regard you as very healthy.
I was like day two in on the flu here, and I was, you know, drinking all the liquids and stuff, and I'm laying in bed reading and not thinking because I've never had this, you know, this flu before. And all of a sudden I realize I've got some gas working. So I go to let that out, and
let me just say this has been a very gassy episode of the podcast. Yeah.
And so I just, like, I was there. I was like, you know, I'll just let this one go. And it was just, and it was not gas.
Goop.
My pants.
Pooped pants.
Went and had to clean up in the kitchen sink. Had to clean those, clean the clothes off.
Do your roommates know that you cleaned your drawers?
No, but I cleaned the sink afterwards. I didn't just, like.
Well, thank God. I hope you didn't leave
some turds, I didn't full on, like, drop a load. I would have just thrown away. I mean, it was, like, just enough to where there was some visual, like, some spatter.
So you just had a really wet fart.
Yeah, it was a shart.
You didn't even shit your pants.
No, I sharted.
So we just wasted a good like 6 minutes of you telling that damn
story.
No,
I feel like I needed to say it because it's kind of been hurting me. Like I feel like this has been a good thing for me.
We need to get this over with. I need to go to bed. This helium's really.
All right, issues section. First up, the revised opening rush. This has been a big one on the forum.
I don't even want to talk about it because I've already said my piece about it. I mean,
well,
Let
me chime in with the issue, and then you give your piece. And then
okay.
Move on. There's been some discussion over the way the opening rush works right now is a little disorganized, potentially dangerous. And so there's been a couple different options. Here's the three options that have been the most prevalent on the forum. The first one, and the most ridiculous one, no rush.
That's dumb.
Each team gets 5 dodgeballs and you start it. This is ridiculous. The rush is something you have to practice.
Like, why don't you just sit? Why don't you just put everybody on the line and give them just everybody give each other?
Well,
Dutch
I mean, the rush wins
because that's how exciting that's going to be. Like, see, just a Dutch runner,
double Dutch.
Well,
double Dutch, everyone gets a little. Just single Dutch runner, someone's doing all the work.
Wait, is this a single?
Yeah, and then double would be me work. Yeah, we'd be going.
Okay.
Like, okay.
All right. So now we've addressed that.
So the no rush thing, and I feel like the Clash of the Commonwealth was good evidence of this, because the one game where we, on our opening rush, we didn't rush the line, and Louisville got all the dodgeballs, and they ended up winning.
Except for Nick.
Well, Nick,
the,
we don't talk
the
about
Raging
that.
Buffalo, who yeah. really kind of hosed that.
Yeah, but if you look at that point, we didn't do anything on the rush, they got off on the rush, And they won that point. It was the only point they won.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
the rush is
that's
important.
That's really just because Western's players and fans.
Well, I'm trying to lend some credence. So that was one of them. The other one, limit the number of players or limit which players could rush. That I guess they're hoping to avoid that big tangle of limbs that happens in the middle, which, once again, is part of the freaking game. So.
Yeah, that big tangle of limbs is as much a part of dodgeball as hitting people in the same limbs later in the game of the kickball.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, finish before I go on my
Yeah, and then the final one, limit the number of balls a team could go for. This is kind of a modified version of the no rush, where each team will start with three dodgeballs on their side, and there will be four in the middle. So then you kind of start out immediately on the offense and have to work your way to the middle to get those four.
Yeah, I mean, I could almost stomach this version if I was a compromiser, but I'm not.
Well, if you're going to do that, like, what's the point? Just make it a full rush.
Yeah, right? I mean, that does kind of defeat the purpose. But, I mean, you know, people like to feel like they were at least a little bit right. And mm-hmm. so, you know, if everybody's going to win, then that's better than not having one.
Yeah, I mean.
I just think the whole thing's dumb. Like, I feel like if you put in the rules that you can't slide on the opening rush and you actually have the rest pay attention to it and you sit people, you know, like, you either eject from the game. Like, I mean eject. Like, you sit your ass in the corner and cry because you slid on the opening rush. And you're not supposed to do that. And, you know, so you're gone. Bye. You know, that's it. That's a technical foul.
Well, it's like, and then you get, like, foul. I know we had it, I think it happened once, the Clash, or I think it was the Clash of the Commonwealth, where we had kind of an overly aggressive opening rush where there were some people getting grabbed onto and kind of almost like a, or no.
Yeah, I mean, have the rest.
Kind of a grapple. Yeah, Battle of the Bluegrass. There we go.
Yeah, mind. Have the refs act. Well, that's because those UK guys are unprofessional. But have. I hate UK so much. Not dodgeball, just the college in general.
I just like the kung
fu. Almost as much as Tom Brady.
I like the kung fu guy.
Capoeira.
Capoeira.
Anyway.
He is annoying. Anyways, going on.
Anyway. Anyway, I just think that changing the opening rush, like, it's stupid. Like, you're not going to take the opening, I mean, Raymer said this 100 times, you're not going to take the opening kickoff out of a football game.
Exactly.
You're not going to take the tip-off out of a basketball game. You know, I mean, look at the XFL. The XFL was a league that didn't even have a coin toss. They put the ball at the 50 and two guys on the, like, the 35s, and they ran at each other, and whoever wanted the ball more got it. Now, granted, the XFL is about as long-lived as, you know, one of my...
Slam ball?
Yeah. I love slam ball.
Slam ball was great, but...
Slam ball's still kicking around. It's on Cartoon Network now.
Yeah, but it's on Cartoon Network.
Shut your mouth.
Well.
But, no, like, the XFL, not long-lived, but that's a great idea. That's better than a coin toss. That's better than giving everybody five balls and being like, okay, we're even, let's go.
Who gets the balls based on, like, a Thunderdome-esque challenge there at the beginning?
That's what the opening rush is.
Well, and I feel like taking
it's
out the
it's college dodgeball's penis showing game.
Exactly.
It's where you've got the, you know, he who has the biggest gonad. And Kyle Dahl, you know, kid's dumb. I got to deal with him for 6 hours on the car ride. God, good God, does he run at balls like nobody's business.
On and off the court.
On and off the court.
But see, and kind of here's what I'm thinking. If you take out that opening rush, you're taking out one whole... I guess, like, a type that's of player. You don't need runners on your team anymore. Now you just need arms.
Yeah.
Because if there's no challenge to get to that line quick off the start, now you don't need, you know, your track people. So you've just taken out...
Yeah, you've eliminated entire facet of a team strategy.
Exactly.
Like, if you have a team that sends, you know, two guys open on the opening rush and plays defense, which is dumb, because this is dodgeball, offense wins championships.
Yes.
Okay. But if you have a team that doesn't go, you know, balls out on the rush, then that what? Did you just flip me off? No, because it's cool if you did. I just want to know. Okay, Adam just flipped me off. Screw you, Adam. Anyway. But I feel like, you know, you take that entire, like, passive a team strategy out of a game, you force people to play a game that they're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
And you force people to recruit a certain kind of player. Like Alex said, you take the runners out of the game. And that, you know, that could be a big part of somebody's game and the reason really they're on the team. You know, and the reason they play is because they get at balls. Like,
I know, like, on our team, we don't have, you know, we've got, like, our blockers and our catchers. And we don't have, like, dedicated runners, but when we set up for the start, you know, this person's going to run. I don't run.
Yeah, because you're fat.
I know.
Okay.
Which is, like, you could have a whole team of me with this other system and maybe it not make a difference, except I can't really throw or catch either.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to need the other two talents. Those are a little important.
They might as well just put a funny hat on. It was a mascot.
A funny hat. I like how that's your description of what makes a mascot. A funny hat. Oh, look at that guy. He's got one of those beer dispensing hat on. Bet he's here supporting a team with a cheerleader.
Oh, it's one of them Turd Ferguson giant foam hats.
We need to find me one of those.
I think
for the championship game.
I got one.
It's coming.
It has an inappropriate word on it.
That's fine. What's it say?
I don't want to talk about
it. Now say it. You can say it. I can't say it.
I can't say it.
Yes, you can.
It says on one side, it's one word on one side on the other. It says, y'all.
Yeah, that's coming. You're bringing that.
Just put a black tape star over part of it. See, this is the only second time I've said the F word on the air. You're doing terrible things, dude.
Dude, I can't say it.
I know. So. I'm having to be your F word by proxy, I guess. So, next issue.
Yeah.
Roster.
Oh, sorry. My favorite alteration of the opening rush was, I think Jimmy Stokes brought it up. Everybody, 10 players rush out over each ball and have a thumb war over the ball.
Yes.
To decide who gets it. Because
then you have to recruit people based on the size and strength of their thumbs. Can you imagine at practice, you've got some guys sitting over there just like with bands, just doing like resistance training
with their thumbs. And then there's
somebody. See, now at least
then
that.
Somebody's striving for accuracy trying to find Raymer's prostate.
Because God knows he's due a check.
Yeah, he is getting up there.
You know, prostate cancer is a big killer, Jens. You should get that checked out.
Have you had yours checked lately?
He has not.
I broke Raymer and didn't say a bad word.
Well, I guess on the one bright side, nah. If something does happen and you do, you know, get some kind of prostate disease, then you get a statue here on campus somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if the dodgeball captain had a prostate problem? It's kind of ironic. All right, so at least, you know, like Felix said, we've got someone there that's obviously realizes what a joke this, you know, these recommendations are. Just saying, well, you know, if we're going to put out some ludicrous ideas, we might as well make it entertaining to watch. Because I could just imagine everyone else on the back of the lines going, come on, beat him! That'd be kind of exciting, I guess. So the next issue, and this is another one that's been big, especially leading up to this tournament, is a change in the roster limit for teams coming to Nationals. Now, traditionally, it's been 20. It looks like the number that's kind of going to be, that's been agreed on in general, is 25, even though, what was the high end of suggestions there?
Most people just I think we decided on 20 players.
20?
Yeah. We wanted 25, but everybody's just bringing 20.
Gotcha. So, basically, this is one where it looks like, in general, I feel like something's going on. Everyone's smiling. That didn't usually happen at the podcast.
Yeah, there's what the view is, shortage of smiles.
Yeah.
Lots of laughs. No smiles.
No.
Nobody's happy
so
here.
And this is kind of another one where I feel like it's pretty cut and dry. I mean, there's really no downside to increasing the roster size?
Well, the only argument that people are going to make is, well, we can't get 25 people.
Well, then
we'll go out and recruit Jack Hole.
Yeah, or maybe, you know, just...
We're not reinventing the wheel here. You're getting 5 more people. Just get t-shirts for 5 of the players' girlfriends. You know, as long as you bring 25 people, you know, it doesn't matter if they play or not. Just quit your bitching. Suck it up.
Yeah, and so some of the things that we had talked about was, I mean, kind of like you said, it'll reward the better organized and the better staffed teams. If a team's put a lot more time into recruiting and that sort of ilk, you know, then they'll be able to field 20, 25 good guys.
This is another one of those sand vagina correlated issues where you just get the sand out, quit complaining and actually be active. You've got 20, you know, if you've got anywhere between, you've got to have 15 to be in the tournament. If you got 15 people, hell, 20's 5 more. And then, good God, you get 20. 25 is 5 more. I mean, seriously.
Next thing you know, we're fielding like 200 people at the
time. No, but I mean, that's dumb. That's outlandish.
Yes, I know.
You know, 25 is a good number.
I agree. So, I mean, I kind of see what you're saying with the Sandy Vagina situation. Is this is something that is benefiting the good, well-established teams and maybe is seen as not quite as big of a perk to the lesser...
Yeah, but those, you know, if you want to be a big team, you got to recruit. You know, you look at real college sports, you know, NCAA sanctioned sports, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And, you know, the teams that are the best, you know, look at UConn, their women's basketball team. 2 straight perfect seasons. They're the Grand Valley.
When did women start playing basketball?
Just shut about the same time we made that mistake and let them start voting. They got out of the kitchen, grabbed a couple of peach baskets, made the ball smaller, decided they wanted to play too. And so,
peach baskets.
That's how they started playing basketball.
I know, but it's so great. I was really hoping for there's no basketball goal in the kitchen.
Well, there's not.
Turned around and saw my wife.
Unless you put one over the trash can.
She wadded up a ball of paper and threw it in the trash can and went over and just punched her in the face.
That's how they determine the number one draft pick. Who can throw away the lasagna scraps from the farthest away.
We are sexist people.
Felix is laughing.
I think
Felix is rolling around on the floor.
This is made even more ironic, and we were going to mention this later, but I'm going to bring it up now. Anyone that read the first issue of Obscure Sports Magazine, which everyone should, the first article about dodgeball was about sexism in dodgeball. And here we are, disproving everything they tried to do in that article. I hope they're not listeners.
Who, the Obscure Sports people?
Yeah, because God knows we're not pandering to the same crowd as that magazine. Because they have an actual structure and
edit. I don't pander for anybody. I leave that to the Bears.
Adam Martin going casual. Getting comfortable there on the floor.
We were watching Iron Man today and he fell asleep. We had a couch day at Adam's apartment.
I heard you were playing guitar.
I played Rock Band for a little while and then Felix came over. We all played Rock Band together. Adam was playing WoW and being a homo.
You had some kind of awesome band name though, right?
Herbie and the One.
The other thing
Herbie and the I'd Rather Not Say.
I'd love to see it on the side of a tour bus.
Someday.
So, like we said, this would also be another thing that would benefit teams, kind of like Western we were talking about. We don't have enough people for a JV team. We can't field a varsity and a junior varsity team. When we go to nationals, there's some players that have come to practice, put in the time, good one, and that, you know, we got to tell them, like, you know, sorry, we can't take you along.
I'm going to obliterate Raymer's bathroom.
I can tell. Because of the number restrictions. So this is kind of a good thing for players that or teams that don't have enough players for the JV team but would still like to bring all or most of their guys to the tournament. And I mean, kind of on that same note, is actually what Raymer said.
Here's a good idea.
Fair to tell hardworking players they can't come to nationals. This is something that's going to make players quit. Now go.
You know, here's this isn't a bad idea. You could, in theory,
oh God,
yeah, that's a crusty one.
Yeah, I can tell. Jeez, what did you eat today? Besides that aluminum foil,
the piece of that balloon, fresh food for breakfast.
Oh, that'll do.
Me and Adam.
Do you have the country breakfast?
No, I had an omelet and two bowls of Cocoa Krispies. Me and Adam, Cocoa Krispies is the best cereal in the world.
They are good.
Me and Adam split a Little Caesars Hot and Ready this afternoon.
A little what?
A Little Caesars Hot and Ready pizza.
Oh, cool.
I had a 44-ounce ski.
I haven't had a ski since middle school.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, these are things I had. So yeah, so that's probably, just that cocktail plus that aluminum foil probably brewing around in there. Passing that aluminum foil is going to be awful. Unless you know how that goes on Saturday. Or on Friday. Saturday, I
guess. So the final issue, we got to kind of get through this. We're running a little over. And this one is just bizarre. I read just one or two of these, and it's actually locked now. Is the issue with having numbers on the front of the jerseys.
I don't understand what's so damn hard to understand.
This is the
definition
of making a mountain out of a molehill. A non-existent issue. You can make numbers out of tape, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
And we had 78 responses totaling 6 pages on the forum.
People are dumb. I mean, look, I feel like, you know, dodgeball is a sport that kind of caters to a slightly more intellectual crowd.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, we dumb it up for the podcast because, you know, we all secretly like dumb movies and, you know.
I think we're the coloring books of college sports is what we are. We're still technically
but
there's
people,
no words.
The people that play dodgeball, with the exception of Kyle Dahl, God love him, brainless that he is. That's two, and I don't even care.
Oh,
I don't even care anymore. How far are we into this thing? Seriously.
An hour and 40 minutes.
No, like, just give me a number. Minutes.
50.
What?
6.
Okay, so we're 60. In an hour. I gave you an hour's a full podcast. So you know what? Eat it. That's niceness over. I can say whatever I want now.
Oh, please.
And
please go.
I gave you an hour of niceness. You ought to be pretty impressed.
So
Kyle Dahl, God love him, brainless. Most people that play dodgeball are pretty intellectual. I mean, Sam Hiller, smart guy, loves Lost. Can't, you know, if you ain't got a brain, you can't wrap it around that show.
It's Hurley's dream. It's Hurley's dream.
Screw you. Anyway, he can talk to the dead. Yeah, so dodgeball, pretty intellectual folks usually. What is so? Just get it done. Like tape it on there. Go to a screen printer. They'll do that in like a day. It's not anything that requires, you know, bickering and griping is such that you would there would be 78 yeah. posts about it.
The place down here in Bowling Green, the sports shop down here, if you go with a jersey from the university, they'll do it for free for the yeah. most part. And if not, they'll charge like a dollar. There's got to be somewhere close to campus that'll do it. I know other people were talking about, you know, well, we don't want to pay to have it done. Someone just said, well, use painter's tape because it's in the rules. You have to have the number on the front. And they said, well, you know, we don't want to do that on our jerseys. Like, it's tape. It's just sticky stuff yeah, on paper. It's God, not going to ruin a jersey.
You run it through the wash, it'll come off. It's not a big deal.
Well, and washing, if it, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? If it doesn't come off, then that dirt and crust will form the shape of your number, and they'll be on there for next year. You're welcome. Issue section over. I thank you. See Average Joe's podcast.
I think I'm about ready for Zach and Alex to send it on home. What do you think, Justin?
Justin Redman, ready in super sight.
Alrighty then.
It's that time again.
Time to put this hot mess in a suitcase and get ready to take it on the road.
Yeah, I'm actually, it's a mixture of nervousness and excitement.
Oh, God knows what I'm going to do to Bowling Green, and I'll give you a hint, it's Pooper and part of me are involved.
That didn't leave much of the imagination. Well, I'm looking forward to Nationals. Yeah. I know everyone in this room is looking forward to Nationals. The, I guess, eight people, including myself, that will listen to this podcast, I'm sure, excited.
Raymer, can you get this up, like, tonight?
No.
Maybe, like, while you're working? Because, I mean, here's what I want. Here's my dream. Oh. We're going to finish this tonight, and it's going to be up tomorrow at the latest, and then when everybody's driving to God knows where, Northern Ohio, they can listen to it.
On the bus. While we're doing dreams, here's my dream for Nationals, because you did your dreams a few weeks ago, so you don't get one. My dream for Nationals is at some point, be it on Saturday or Sunday, it'll take not even 5 minutes. I'm going to get every single player from all the teams that are there gathered into one spot and just have a picture. Like, there's no, to the best of my knowledge, there's no picture of just, you know, the college dodgeball nation.
I think is Allie's cool. laptop in your house right now? Then why am I getting her shared iTunes library?
No clue. Felix, what's your dream for Nationals?
It only contains a Miley Cyrus and a Rascal Flatts.
Woo!
Song.
Felix, your dream for Nationals?
That WKU will take home the championship.
Yes! Adam Martin, your dream. You can't say the same crap.
I'm able to walk away seeing 2020.
Adam really just wants some drunken cookie and he won't say it on the air.
Basically, the problem that we
he's nodding like an idiot.
Is Adam Martin paints his face, which makes it an instant bullseye, and we've just coated dodgeballs in your face paint before, so.
Hey, speaking of, did you guys get the balls painted?
No, they're much
wrong. Okay, well, do you want to do that after when we get back to campus?
No.
Where are you going to do it?
Off topic!
Okay, so. Hey, that's serious business, because we don't want. We want to leave with our balls the way we brought them.
Maybe slightly more used.
Oh, I love. Yeah, I don't mind my balls getting used.
I want them getting roughed up this tournament. I want our balls roughed.
I want my balls gargled.
I want the metaphorical stiletto heel to come down on our balls.
Oof, oof,
dodgeballs, you sick pervert.
I don't care. That'll pop them.
Yeah,
I like my balls intact after they're used.
Yeah. So Nationals. I mean, the biggest thing that's going to be happening ever. Josh Raymer's last hurrah. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one. We should get a cake. I can't believe you didn't get a hooker for Josh Raymer on his final.
He's got Allie, dude. That's free cookie. It's like a day at Subway. No.
He was tracking over to the stop recording.
You can't stop this now. You can't stop it. You can't even hope to contain it. Okay, look. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
We'll give him 1 minute, and then you just cut it, Jeff.
No. This isn't technically, I guess you're going to do the After Nationals podcast, too. So we'll say our heartfelt goodbye next week.
Hey, Dodgeball Nation. Jazzy here. I'm interrupting Zach's tangent because, well, he went boldly and stupidly where no man is supposed to go. So instead of listening to him blab on for 40 seconds about me and my girlfriend, we're going to spend the next 30 seconds talking about what a big fat loser he is. Because ultimately, he failed to realize that I have final editing power over this podcast. So anything he says can and will be taken out, at my discretion. Sorry, Zach. But have you seen this kid recently? Yeah, he goes to the spa for his beard treatment. But he gave us the golden flash before the podcast started. And I gotta say, his nipples are honestly bigger than dinner plates. Zach, you may actually want to lay off the double cheeseburger. so I'm not the one putting you in the ground here in about 10 to 15 years when your heart finally gives out. So, this is Josh Raymer. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
I've thoroughly enjoyed being around for this podcast since the very beginning, and it's been increasingly awkward becoming the third wheel on the podcast. I started out being the primary broadcaster on.
I mean, let's face it, Alex, you're not that talented. I'm the future.
It's kind of hard to compete with you is the problem.
That's true. Like, I'm loud, brash, and I don't give a damn. My give a damn is, in fact, busted. All right.
Well, what do you do, everybody?
Hey, we're not done yet. What are you doing after this?
After this, I'm going to go and get me some food, provided we don't get rained into Raymer's house, which would just be great.
That would be bitching.
It would be bitching. Get me some food and then go home and study. What are you going to do?
Regardless of where I'm sleeping tonight, I'm going to make a knuckle baby. Be at my bed or Raymer's couch. I'm going to make me a knuckle baby and then probably...
You got a stink pickle working too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna drop a stink pickle before we leave here one way or another. I'm gonna drop a rancid deuce in Raymer's bathroom. Not gonna flush.
Why don't you just work the knuckle baby out there? It's like a self-induced blumpkin or something. Felix, what are you doing after this?
No, I'm gonna give some imaginary woman an Alabama hot dog.
Felix, what are you doing after this?
I'm gonna have to do anything, go to sleep.
But yeah, I'm going to go to bed after that knuckle baby.
You're going to the hookah bar.
Well, you're not going, so I'm probably not going to go.
Adam Martin, what do you got?
Bed.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah! Thanks for listening to Average Joe's Podcast. Be sure to check out more episodes of Average Joe's on iTunes or our website, ncdadodgeball.com. Until next time, just remember the 5 D's of dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Bye-bye.